are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Dr. Dahlia is in the house today. Happy President's Day. Happy President's Day or Happy President's Day weekend. Today is President's Day. Happy President's Day for those of you. I know many of you got to take off work. Lucky dogs. We're working. We're full today. We got packed with patients and people still get sick, so I don't have the luxury of taking the day off like you all do. All right? But you know what? I don't mind. I like to work. Because whenever I take a day off, you know, the kids are out of school, so I got to deal with kids. And sometimes dealing with the kids is a lot more work than just going to the office or doing my radio show. So, yeah, I know. You could tell. I don't put as much work into the radio show as I have to with the kids, obviously. So, for me, this is still kind of like a holiday. Some people are kind of upset about President's Day because they really don't want to celebrate our president. You're not celebrating our current president, okay? You are, basically, the origination of President's Day was to celebrate George Washington's birthday. Even though George Washington's birthday is, I believe, February 22nd, I think back in the late 1880s is when they decided to, or the 1800s, I think 1870, I'll look up the date, is when they decided to make it an actual holiday. All right, yeah, George Washington's birthday is February 22nd. In fact, there's a bunch of presidents whose birthday falls in February. I think Ronald Reagan, Abraham Lincoln, William Harrison's birthday. All right, but, you know, it's not really fair to future presidents to come up with a day that doesn't happen to be then later on their birthday. So they just kind of came up with, in 1971, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which I guess allows a three-day weekend for President's Day. So that's, I guess, what Congress decided to do. They're like, you know, we need more three-day weekends rather than a day off in the middle of the week. I disagree. I really dig the day off in the middle of the week. I got to tell you something. At first, I was complaining about how Christmas and New Year's was in the middle of the week this last year. But, oh, my gosh, for me and work, it was really nice. It was almost like a bunch of weekends in a row. I think I like it. I think I like the holiday coming in the middle of the week. But a lot of people like three-day weekends so they could travel. I get that. See, me, when I travel, I'm usually gone just a day or two anyway, so I don't really see the need for a whole three-day weekend. But I know a lot of you, you know, aren't workaholics like me. So I think what happened is back in 1885 is when they decided to make the day Washington's birthday and celebration of it. And then even though they decided to do that after he died in 1799, and then I guess they made it official and made it a three-day weekend in the 70s. So in 1885, I believe, is when they made it an actual law for President's Day. So for those of you celebrating President's Day, which should be all of us, remember it's more than just a day off, okay? Okay, we're supposed to be recognizing the achievements of all our chief executives, both good. And I think we're only supposed to be thinking about the good, even though many of us just remember the bad. Yeah, I tell you, one thing that really hits home, it's not my favorite saying, is when I do something right, no one remembers. When I do something wrong, no one forgets. Right? You know, I mean, people remember things, they usually remember more the bad than the good. You know, like relationships I've had. You know, I will remember the dump. I will remember being cheated on. You, why? Because a lot of the bad, strikes more chords. Okay? And so, you know, unless you decide to overcome any of the bad or it didn't strike any chords, you could just remember the good. And it also helps if the media and the news outlets bring up some of the good. That would be nice too. Okay? But, you know, it's interesting. I've seen that with so many people in their jobs. I'm still having patients lose their jobs. It's 2014 for crying out loud. This recession still isn't any better from what I could see. And they're like, oh my God, I had a good sales year 2 years ago. I was one of their best producers. And now they fire me. When you do something right, no one remembers. When you do something wrong, no one forgets. Especially in sales. I had a family member, an uncle in sales. I remember he was salesman of the year one year in the 80s. And he was at the top of his game. I mean, just, you know, and then a couple years later, didn't seem to make as many sales and was actually worried about losing his job. You know, where are those jobs where you have some protection and longevity and, you know, where people are going to remember you for good? Obama, unfortunately, this Obamacare, if it continues to cause the pain and the havoc that it has, nobody is going to, unfortunately, nobody's going to remember any good to his presidency. The Osama bin Laden is supposed to be one of President Obama's claims to fame. I'm still kind of confused about this whole Osama bin Laden thing because I thought he was dead years ago. He was supposed to have been on dialysis and died of renal failure. So unless they have multiple Osama bin Ladens that kept getting killed year after year. I don't know if I want to give Obama credit. I really give Navy, you know, Navy Team SEAL, Navy SEAL, Team SEAL 6, those guys, Navy SEAL Team 6, sorry, them the credit. So, you know, however you guys want to celebrate it, just do it. But either way, listen to the Dr. Valley Show. We got a lot to talk about. Many of you are asking me if your lab tests are wrong. For example, if you're tired or fatigued and having issues, could you really be low in iron? Could you really be low in thyroid? When are your blood tests wrong? And then why do them? We'll talk about that. That was a very, very good question posed by one of my listeners. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some of our diets may not really fit our genes. And this idea, eat by your blood type, even though that was debunked recently by some researchers, I still dig the idea of some of us need to just be on different types of diets, and maybe a new wave of medicine should be figuring out who you are, kind of like a homeopath does, finding their what constitution you fall under. And I know that'd be nice too for the president to know the constitution, but that's neither here nor there. But you have these constitutions, and that's a subject for a different day. You have these constitutions that you fall under in homeopathic medicine, and then we figure out the treatment based on your constitution. Well, maybe we need to do that with diets also. Okay, that kind of makes a lot of sense. Then, still, many of you are saying, I can't get sick this week. I can't get sick. Everybody around me is sick. How to prevent getting sick. Interesting, Fox News had an article on certain places, some of the six places you're most likely to get sick. Some of them are right under your nose. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your nomination for the next president of the United States. I'm here. I'll be honored to take that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an email that's about a week or two old. I guess there might have been some news about Hillary Clinton running for office. I'm trying to figure out where this became relevant. But because it is President's Day, I thought this would be a good email to read. So you guys got to listen to this. Paul writes, Dahlia, no offense, but what does a woman's period actually do to her ability to handle stressful situations? If we were to have a woman president, again, no offense, but can a woman who is having hormonal issues run an effective executive office? He writes, this includes, but not limited to, migraines, hot flashes, mood issues, okay, and goes on. Okay, that's kind of funny. But you know what? But I'm glad you asked. I mean, this is the forum. I'm not going to take offense to any of these questions. This is the forum to ask that. Okay? Because a woman's period, especially, and I've talked about my periods to you all ad nauseum, on how difficult and horrible and Niagara Fallish they may be. Of course you guys are going to wonder if I ever get nominated to run for, a political office. I mean, I would be scared to death if I would be running for political office as well. So it's a valid question. You're allowed to ask this kind of stuff. How much does a woman's period or cycle truly affect her thinking? Now, as a woman in a house of men, my husband, my sons, the dogs, the cat, I have to tell you right now, okay, I think men are more hormonal than women. I have never seen such mood disorders and cries and complaining and whining. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm the level-headed one in my house. So I just don't see it. So I look at all these presidents, Obama and Bush and Lyndon B. Johnson and everybody having total drama BFs while they're in the White House, and I'm thinking a woman like me, I mean, if I could handle the whole Niagara Fall hurricane that happens, you know, every 28 days, I could sure as hell handle, you know, a Cold War or a Bay of Pigs or the third or fifth Osama bin Laden running around the place. So as far as I'm concerned, I think women are built pretty strongly. But what are some symptoms that women go through when they PMS? By the way, if Hillary Clinton does run for president, I think her periods are long gone. And I think her menopausal symptoms are long gone. So I really wouldn't be concerned about that with her. There's even been some question that she doesn't even have female hormones, but she does. She is a woman. I believe she has two ovaries still. I don't think she's had a hysterectomy. And so I don't think I would actually be worried about a menses with her. I think she's already too old for that. I had a book. I collect medical antiques. So I have an old medical a medical guide, a book for families, where in the late 1800s, they would tell girls if they have their period to not go to school. Because if you had your period, the energy was being focused on your womb and you couldn't think straight and handle the stress of school. So any girl having her period should stay away from school. And they didn't blame it on them wearing white, you know, Guess jeans in the 80s or anything like that. I mean, this was back in the 1800s. They had those big, huge gowns and dresses. They could probably have a pail under them and nobody would notice. It was more, they thought that there was going to be some sort of mental deficit. So this has been something thought of for years. But then on the flip side, there's also been some cultures looking at women who were on their period where that was the time you wanted to get advice from them. That was the luckiest. If you were able to catch a woman who was menstruating for advice or for her to cook you a meal or something, that was when it was going to be the juiciest. So no pun intended. So, I took my SATs when I was on my period and I got near perfect math. I don't know how the hell that happened. I'm superwoman on my period, which means if I ever do run for office, I should probably do so before I'm 50 so I'm not menopausal. But here's the thing, okay? Some of us will get migraines. Okay, well, men could get migraines too. Maybe men may not get migraines as much as women do, but sometimes a period you could get migraines. Sometimes you could also be bloated. Sometimes you may be a little crabby, but I gotta tell you right now, Obama doesn't look like he's always in a good mood either. He looks like he's had a case of the crabbies also, you know, with Congress and us, you know, Obamacare being the biggest cluster that's ever hit this country. So I really wouldn't think this is just unique to women. Okay. I think anybody could have those issues. Would a woman have more medical issues than a man and therefore be on more medical leave? Well, it all depends. If a man has back pain or prostate issues or bowel issues or a GI bleed, if you look at time taken off work, all right, it used to be that women would take off more time than men with work because of their periods. And we're finding now time off work is equal between men and women. So at that point, you know, if you're looking at, well, who's going to have a doctor's note more, a woman president or a male president, not that that matters, I would say I don't really think it matters, okay? I mean, I'm sure there are some days when the president decides to cancel something, saying he has other presidential business, and it's because he has a rip-roaring case of the hemorrhoids and, you know, he has to sit around with his donut pillow, okay? I wouldn't be surprised. But then that brings the question, is it our business to know our presidents or our legislators' medical problems? This subject always seems to come up on this show. And, you know, should we know what health issues? Do they suffer from insomnia? And do they need to take Ambien? Do they suffer from depression? Do they have low serotonin? Oops, sorry, the cat was here. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kick you. Oh, I just accidentally kicked the cat. I'm sorry, little baby boy. His name is Sacudito. Sorry, Sacudito. Okay. His name is Shaky Boo in English, but he doesn't like Shaky Boo, so we call him in Spanish Sacudito. I know. I just, oh my gosh, I hope, you know, Animal Protective Services doesn't take me away. His stupid tushy was in the way by my foot. So, you know, isn't our business to know what their medical or mental issues are? I mean, if one of the presidents takes Valium, is that something that would change our mind about them? Oh, they have anxiety, so they need to take Valium. Or they're taking the Marilyn Monroe drug. I mean, you know, people take medications now like they're vitamins that, I mean, do we really think about the consequences of the medications? Do we really think about if they didn't take the medication, how they would act? Luckily, there's so many checks and balances that if Obama had a bad day, I sincerely doubt he's going to start nuclear war with some other country. Okay, I don't think that could happen. I really don't. All right, I know he's been threatening to do the executive order, which is starting to make us very, very nervous. All right, and I'm more nervous about him and him saying I have a pen and I know how to use it than Hillary Clinton and any postmenopausal hot flashing. That's all I'm going to say on that subject. But good question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of weird, you heard about this. An Ethiopian Airlines co-pilot hijacked the plane bound for Rome and flew it to Geneva, where he asked for asylum. There were 202 passengers on board. Luckily, no injuries. A 767-300 plane. Apparently, he took all 202 passengers and crew. Okay, this from the Ethiopian capital and landed in Geneva, Switzerland, at about 6 a.m. local time. Apparently, I think he locked the other pilot outside the cockpit. They said the pilot went to the toilet. You know, good for you guys finally calling it a toilet. Good for you. Honestly, I am so sick of people saying the lavatory or the restroom. You're going toilet. In fact, you don't even need to use the word the. Remember I told you I was in Dallas, right? I get off the plane in Dallas at the airport, Dallas-Fort Worth, and instead of saying restrooms or facilities, the sign next to baggage claim just said outright toilets. I really think we need to do that. I am so sick of this whole, you know, euphemism crap. Anyway, the pilot went toilet, and the other pilot, I love it, locked himself in the cockpit, keeping the other pilot outside the cockpit. Now, some of you have asked, why don't they just have a toilet inside the cockpit? Well, I don't know what these pilots eat, but my guess is if you have a multi-hour flight, you're going to have to go number two. And, oh, my gosh, that could really stink up the place. And I don't think anybody could fly a plane under stink. So my guess is you do have to leave the cockpit to do your business. But I see that all the time. I see pilots, they kind of wave to first class and they go to the bathroom. Maybe it's pilot's chance of going to first class and getting a drink. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to iHeart, that who also broadcasts the show. You can listen to iHeart 24/7. I believe I have my own page on there or channel. I'm not sure what it's called. Go to iHeart.com, find Dr. Dahlia, and that's me. I'm looking all nice and friendly. I know it was a good day, and a rare day. I was in a good mood when I got the picture taken, but that's me. So definitely listen. Any shows you miss, you could catch up on iHeart. Oh, I'm so mad. I've been my nail polishes now. I hate having to go and spend money on my nails, but I'm kind of losing all my polish. Got to get that done. Anyway, I'll be in a better mood in a little bit. I get a lot of emails, and I read all your emails. I really, really do appreciate the emails. For those of you who have any medical questions, et cetera, not only can you call into the show at 1-877-DOCDALI, D-O-C, D-A-L-I, or my website at drdahlia.com. And I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten. I haven't really read them on air because there are so many. They're like, you know, I feel tired. I'm losing my hair. My sex drive's down, but my doctor says my labs are normal. My doctors say my labs are normal. All right? I don't believe the labs. Good for you. All right? I think we put too much into numbers. And as you could see, we've been changing the numbers. You know, isn't it interesting how years ago high cholesterol was 240 and above? And then we're like, well, to hell with that. Now if you're under over 200 or if your bad cholesterol is high, you know, numbers can change. So just because you have a quote unquote normal number doesn't necessarily mean you're normal. Remember, I got chewed out my very first day as an intern because I was sending home a cardiac patient from the coronary care unit who had had a heart attack without a cholesterol medication. And the cholesterol medications were kind of relatively new back then. I think I was supposed to give him Mevacor or something like that, or Lovastatin. And I didn't give it to him because his cholesterol was only 180. And normal at that time was about 220, 240. So I'm like, I'm not going to medicate somebody whose cholesterol was 180. And the attending, the cardiologist, ripped me a new one in front of everybody going, obviously his cholesterol was too high. He had a heart attack. Put him on a cholesterol medication. So I learned very early on that you don't treat people like a number. Okay, you look at them. If somebody has something wrong or they say something's wrong, you look into it. And I also came to realize that our blood tests only check for certain things. You may have a disease called giggly goop disease, and we don't have a blood test for giggly goop antibodies. So we have no idea if you have giggly goop or not. And giggly goop is not a real disease. I mean, I'm sure it probably will be a real disease, and doctors will say just use medical marijuana for it. But for example, there's some sort of a diagnosis that we need to come up with for my men and women that just chronically have pain, and they go through these episodes of pain, but it doesn't necessarily follow the fibromyalgia diagnosis or the typical arthritis diagnosis or any of the other diagnoses, where they get some swelling and the swelling goes away. They get some itch, but the itch goes away. They'll get hives, but those go away. They sometimes react to things. Sometimes they don't, so they don't know if they have an allergy or not. And doctors and patients just don't know what the hell to call it. I think there is some sort of a disorder that's fibromyalgia-like or autoimmune-like, and nobody has a diagnosis for it. That is something that, you know, to me is really real. And I see a bunch of people that have that. I also see a bunch of people that have diabetes that I've been calling diabetes 3, because even though it's type 2 diabetes mellitus, or diabetes mellitus, however you want to pronounce it, it's just a rapidly progressive diabetes in younger people these days. Is it because of the soda pop? Is it because of something else bothering their pancreas and causing them to not make enough insulin? All of a sudden, these people are, you know, they're really fit. I have a cop. He is so fit. He exercises. He is in such good shape. Yet, we can't get his diabetes in control. It's like year after year, he gets worse and worse. There's something going on. And there's just not the blood tests or the ability to figure it out. So we know something's up, and we try to treat it, but we just don't have a name for it. So for those of you that think you have a disease that hasn't been diagnosed yet, I hear you. All right, and I believe you. Now, are there hypochondriacs out there? Yeah, there are. There are. You know, I really believe that your mind could manifest certain diseases. Like if I have 3 patients in a row with migraines, I'll get a migraine that day. If I have a person that comes in with a little tick by their eye, I'll get one later that night. Which is why I cannot stand seeing patients with tics or migraines. Even though I love you, you guys are really, really good people, I will be afflicted with whatever the hell you gave me. Just because psychologically it's on my mind. It's really weird. Okay? Yeah. In fact, I once had perineal pain when I had a patient that came in with prostatitis. Now, some people would say that, well, that's sympathy pains. Or some people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, we know you have a prostate. I don't. I don't have prostate, even though they think women have prostatic tissue in origin, but embryological origin. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have any male parts. I just sound like a guy on air because I got such a deep voice. So what should you do? You think something's wrong, and the blood work is saying something's not right. My suggestion is you go back to the doctor and you go, okay, that's great. Your panel of blood tests, and you were very thorough, was good. Thank you. I mean, first, you know, thank the doctor. It would be nice for you guys to just thank the doctor. Just also say thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, see how nice that is? Thank the doctor. Because remember, you want to engage. Okay? You don't want to walk in there saying, doctor, whatever you ran was BS. You don't know what the hell you're doing. I need a new doctor. You're going to lose him. Okay? You want the doctor to do something, you got to engage him. Kiss up a little bit. Maybe pay your copay for once. I don't know. Okay? Next. Then say, look, could we be missing something? Okay? I mean, you and me, could we be not thinking of something? I have these symptoms. Something just doesn't seem right. Is there something deeper we should be looking at? All right, and if the doctor goes, I can't think of any, ask what type of a specialist would be addressing this. Okay, if I'm tired all the time now, and it's not sleep apnea, it's not thyroid, and it's not B12, could it be my adrenals? Could it be another organ? Could it be an infectious disease? You know, I don't want to spend $10 million on a workup, but this is different, and I don't know where to go next to look for it. What would you suggest? You're the doctor, you know, guide me, okay? And the doctor could say, well, maybe we could get a specialist, or why don't you tune into the Dr. Dahlia show? She sometimes has some phenomenal advice, you know, something like that, okay? But that's how you have to do it. Or you redo the test, okay? I once had a lab, we don't use this lab anymore, where I had a low thyroid patient, and they gave me two conflicting results. They gave me a TSH that was completely low and a thyroid hormone completely low. Now, if you're low in thyroid, your TSH is high, okay, because it's the thyroid-stimulating hormone. Your brain is telling your thyroid to wake up. So you really won't see low TSH and low thyroid unless you have a TRH or a pituitary problem. So I run pituitary tests on this patient. They come back normal. I rerun the thyroid, and the thyroid test comes back fine. So I call the lab, and I go, look, I think there was something wrong with your lab because you had two tests completely off the scale. Something was really screwy. And instead, the owner of the laboratory defended her lab, and I didn't want her on the defense. She's like, no, my lab tests are fine. Has nothing to do with that. It's fine. It was a smaller lab. I'm like, no, it's not fine because I just ran a couple thousand dollars of pituitary blood tests because you guys had this, you know, this test screwed up. No, we didn't have it screwed up. Sometimes it could happen. So I just stopped using that lab. I couldn't trust it anymore. So labs could be wrong. It's rare, but there is that rare possibility that labs could be wrong. There is also a rare possibility that your doctor could be wrong. No. Yeah, your doctor could be wrong. Once in a blue moon, it could happen. Okay? You know, just like Armageddon. I mean, you know, the impossible could happen. Just trust your instinct and be persistent. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember to follow us on, listen to us on iHeart. You can also download the Dr. Dahlia app on iHeart, on iPhone and Android. Boy, all these I's, I tell you, it's I. Before it was all me. Now it's all I. Now, speaking of I, many of you guys ask me, I don't want to get sick. How do I not get sick? Well, you know, we hear about what happens on these cruise ships, right, with the SS Stinky. And many of you actually also are in the midst of flu season. Some of you are dealing with some horrible, horrible weather out there. And again, our hearts and prayers are with you because, I mean, people are dying in avalanches now. And there's, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this is a very, very crazy winter. So Fox News had a very interesting article in their health section. Six places you're most likely to get sick. Okay? Now, one of you had asked me before I go into this, how to avoid the antimicrobial wipes. Okay, if the antimicrobial wipes and like the Purell and the hand sanitizing wipes, etc., can cause antibiotic resistance, then what should we do to clean? I would just do a rag with soap and water. When I clean surfaces in my house, I usually use like soap and water, to be honest. Okay, I mean, soap and water can still be fine. So they talk about one of the first places you'll get sick will be your desk. You know how many people use my phone, my keyboard, or me? I'll like sneeze or I'll wipe my nose and while I'm working. Well, when you do that, you're adding germs, okay, to your own, you know, workstation, etc. Or then somebody else sitting there could get germs. So I would suggest that too. You know, speaking of germs, one of you had asked me about clipping nose hairs. And if you clip your nose hairs, can that make you more prone to infection? The answer is yes. Anytime you start to clip and primp, you know, certain body parts, you absolutely can. Hair in your nose is supposed to be a filter to prevent bugs from getting into your respiratory tree because they land on the hair of your nose. The problem is every now and then, as we get into our 40s, and I'm there with you, there will be an aberrant hair that decides to grow out of your nose and then curl right up the nostril, and everybody sees it, and everybody's too nice to tell you to clip your nose hair, etc. And then just wait till your 60s when you start getting the ear hair. I gotta tell you, I just don't understand why we get more and more hair. Honestly, I do. The reason why we get more and more hair is, again, it's supposed to be a filter. It's supposed to protect us. It's an immune response. It's an evolutionary asset. So I wouldn't diligently be clipping or shaving your nose hair, but if you do have a stray hair that cosmetically bothers you, then I don't have a problem with you clipping that, because that is really annoying. I have trouble looking at people whose nose hairs are really, really sticking out. You know, we don't need a mustache on the nose. But the nose hairs will stop. The bugs will stick to the nose hairs, which is why you have boogers. The reason why you have mucus is it's very sticky. So hopefully it keeps a lot of viruses that come into your respiratory tree, which is why breathing through your nose is safer than breathing through your mouth, because your nose, we're supposed to be nose breathers. The nose will have that sticky filter, so bugs get on there and stop. So now you do sometimes have to blow your nose. Right? Okay? And you want to blow your nose because not only do you get buildup of the gook, but you get buildup of the bacteria and stuff. That's why you blow your nose. Then your body will make more mucus. You got the goblet cells, which are really, really nice. And then they make more mucus, etc. Okay, so that's that with the nose. Okay, so our desks. Desks are pretty serious stuff. Our desks would be probably one of the dirtiest places around us. Remember we were talking about offices, how men's offices seem to be more dirty than female offices, but I had read the article wrong, and I was talking about orifices, so I was talking about men's orifices. Yeah, that was bad. But it was a very bad segment, but still. Okay, now, a lot of you guys, your lunch is in the break room's refrigerator. Well, according to the American Dietetic Association, 44% of office refrigerators are cleaned only on a monthly basis. 22% are cleaned just once a year. We have our fridge cleaned weekly. So if you have leaks or spills, bacteria land on that. You know, another trick a lot of us do is we can't find a plate, and we throw our food onto that thing. I'm sorry. I don't know what it's called. That plate that goes around and around. Yeah, I do that too. I had some leftover crazy bread from a few days ago, and I like it when it's all warm. And I know I shouldn't be eating carbs, but I was just in one of those carbs mood. And, yeah, and I mean, I didn't have a plate, so I just threw them on. Well, no. Okay, because what happens when you open up the microwave? It's room temperature, and now you have dripped butter sitting there getting bacteria? Come on, people. Okay, of course, sinks. Okay, apparently a University of Colorado study identified 19 groups of bacteria, including Staph aureus, the antibiotic-resistant Staph aureus, finding that on the sink handles. Okay, so if you do live in an area or you work in an area where the sink is, or they could change the sink out to where it's just automatic. Now, I hate those because I'm sitting there waving like an idiot and the water never comes out, but at least you still don't have to touch anything. And then, of course, the hand dryers. My patients hate my hand dryer that I have in our office because it's automatic, so nobody has to touch it with wet hands. The problem is again, these hand dryers, they barely blow enough hot air. You would think the stuff I blow on my radio show, all the hot air I have, you'd think we'd have enough in our bathroom, but we don't. But hand dryers, they say a traditional hand dryer can boost the number of bacteria on your skin by up to 45%. They suggest to maybe use paper towels to dry and use the paper towel to open the door when you leave. Shops should hopefully have a garbage outside the bathroom so that you don't just drop the paper towel on the floor. ATMs, very dirty. Also, I think those gas, you know, you have to push the button at the gas pump. Those also a lot. Of course, money. Cold hard cash, they say. According to a study out of Oxford University, every bill of cash contains about 26,000 bacteria. They suggest using hand sanitizer. Again, I suggest washing your hands. Grocery store carts is another one. Reusable shopping bags. Remember there was a whole, I think it was a gymnastics team that all came down with norovirus because a mom had cookies in one of these reusable grocery bags. Everybody ate the cookies, so they all got sick. Hotel rooms are a biggie. You know, one of my favorite hotel rooms are the Stay Well hotel rooms, which try to really limit the amount of germs. I think they're offered at the MGM Grand Hotel, the Stay Well. Apparently, TV clickers and light switches, your remote controls, seem to be very, very high in bacteria. If the maid, room service, housekeeper doesn't clean off, right, and wipe those down, sanitizing them, you're then touching, right, somebody else's. Yeah, and imagine if they just bought an adult movie. Can you imagine how dirty that could be? So as far as I'm concerned, yeah, I would wipe things down. Of course, the gym equipment. Okay. These things are supposed to be wiped down. You know how you wait and wait and wait for the treadmill or you wait for the elliptical and then finally they get off. So you decide to just wipe it down with a towel. Are you kidding me, guys? All right. Apparently researchers discovered that weight equipment was contaminated significantly more than aerobic equipment, 73% versus 51%. Sometimes your gloves, your weightlifting gloves could also hold the sweat. Something to think about. Don't go away. We'll talk about heart attacks and some abnormal symptoms. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.